I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
In 2015, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton premiered on Broadway. Since then, it's been the musical to see, if you can get a ticket, that is. And this week, the musical is adding another U.S. city to its schedule, San Juan, Puerto Rico. There's a lot riding on the production for Miranda, who's returning to the title role during the show's two-week run. Both of his parents are from the island, and in the wake of Hurricane Maria, he's used his celebrity to raise awareness and funds for recovery efforts in Puerto Rico. The production is also part of a $15 million fundraising effort that's intended to benefit arts institutions on the island. But there's controversy. Originally, Hamilton was scheduled to be performed at the University of Puerto Rico, but last month, the show's producers moved it off the campus.
You're having this production, and so theater students, film students think that they're going to be able to access the university, they're going to be able to enter to the theater. But what actually happens is that they feel that they can't.
That's Sylvia Bofill, a playwright and assistant professor in the theater department at the University of Puerto Rico, Río Piedras. Ahead of Hamilton's Friday premiere on the island, I spoke with Sylvia and Lowell Feet, a theater critic and former professor at the University of Puerto Rico, Río Piedras, and they joined me from San Juan.
The principal reaction against bringing Hamilton here really goes back to the Promesa law and the support that was given that Promesa law by Lin-Manuel Miranda. He supported the law that established the Junta of fiscal control that currently controls the finances of Puerto Rico and is currently doing great harm to the University of Puerto Rico by taking away a large portion of its operating budget.
Lin-Manuel's father is also very involved in the Democratic Party, right? So we should be transparent about that as well.
Yeah, I think it's very important to understand that still Puerto Ricans are still in the aftermath of Maria, and students are still struggling with that. A lot of things have happened and are happening to Puerto Rico. The electrical grid is being privatized. Health system, of course, is privatized. 300 schools have been closed down. They want to implement charter schools. And in that, the University of Puerto Rico, which is the foremost teaching center, has received severe cuts. And this has affected the life of students. The tuition has been raised. There's basically no tenure-track positions. Adjunct professors are living in very precarious ways, workers. And so when Hamilton comes, they want to invest in Puerto Rico. And we have to say that Lin-Manuel has repaired the theater after the hurricane. Investment of the play is going to go to local theater companies. But I think what started to happen was that the play, which was sold out immediately, which of course there's going to be a lottery like there is in other cases, but the students are starting to feel how there's a play that's in my university, but I can't go see it. So it starts to feel like their own theater is VIP.
I mean, are they making some effort to get people on the island to see it? It seems like they are. Do they have to make more of an effort?
Well, I think a greater effort should have been made because the question really does arise, who gets to see this play and how do they get to see the play? Because in this moment, you have two people here, one ex-professor of the University of Puerto Rico who has been writing the reviews of theater for the last 40 years, and you have one of the most important young playwrights from Puerto Rico, and we don't have tickets to the play. So that becomes an issue. The thematic issue then is another thing that, in fact, we do have a play that suddenly, even though in a very multicultural context, it celebrates the founding of the United States, but doesn't necessarily include Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans, people who are on the margins of the U.S. society or who, in fact, may not want to be on the margins at all, may want to be, in fact, the outside that influence. So suddenly you're caught in a political dilemma. What does that particular story mean for the Puerto Rican audience?
So Lowell, and I want to ask you and Sylvia this question. Is there a little bit too much expectation and pressure being put on one show, one man, one performance or a series of performances right now? Is it fair to sort of put all of these issues that we're talking about on the shoulders of either Hamilton or Lin-Manuel?
This arises really good questions. I think it's not putting responsibility exactly on Lin-Manuel, but it's putting responsibility on what does it mean if you go to the University of Puerto Rico and the students who have been fighting for 3 years or more, because this this strike has happened since 2011, but we can even go back to other strikes, suddenly feel that the theater, you know, they can't enter. As I said, it's a VIP theater that they can't enter, that somehow it's like putting, again, a mirror to their face of other situations where they feel that the island is going through the same situation. So it kind of triggers, again, a bigger picture, a bigger problem. And the thing about the theater of the University of Puerto Rico is I think it should be a venue for international plays, for local plays, which is also an issue right now, because local plays cannot perform there because it's so expensive right now. So sometimes local plays can only have runs for one or two shows. But it should be a place that can be a venue for renowned artists in the United States, in Europe, in Latin America, and that also local theater artists can also present there.
I'm wondering also if you can give us a sense, either one of you, of how Lin-Manuel is viewed on the island by Puerto Ricans on the island. We here in New York, especially New Yorkans, if you will, or a lot of Puerto Ricans here, I think we see that this is as a success story. I have seen Hamilton. It took years to be able to get in and see it. But his legacy, when I say him, I mean Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think is largely one that's seen as a positive one here in New York City, in particular among Puerto Ricans. What about on the island?
It's a difficult question to respond to. One of the reasons so many people want to see the play is because it's this great success that was created by a Puerto Rican artist. That's obvious in terms of the reaction here. People have to be proud of that fact. But it's a double perspective, I think, from everybody's point of view, because that's taking place in New York. What happens when suddenly it comes back here? I think there's a different kind of reaction. It's a kind of, what are you going to do with it here? That's the difficulty of what's happening right now, I think, because one can say that even though the Lin-Manuel comes to Puerto Rico, particularly now after Maria, with more frequency, before that, his contact with Puerto Rico and his knowledge of the social, cultural, political situation of Puerto Rico seems to be, from my point of view, probably does not have the profundity that it might have. And that particular seems to me true about his understanding of the situation of the University of Puerto Rico and just exactly the crisis that the University of Puerto Rico is facing right now and how a show like Hamilton can in fact enter into the University of Puerto Rico and help face that crisis situation.
Lowell Feet is a theater critic and a former professor at the University of Puerto Rico, Río Piedras. Thanks so much, Lowell.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
And Silvia Bofill is a playwright and assistant professor in the theater department at the University of Puerto Rico, Río Piedras. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm Ira Flato, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.